All right, so I'm joined here on the line by Jean-Pierre Landry, a counselor from Campbell's Bay who recently announced his intention to seek the candidacy for warden of MRC Pontiac in this fall's municipal elections. Mr. Landry, how's it going?
Very good, thank you. And yourself?
Oh, not so bad, not so bad. So, for our listeners who might not know you too well here, who is Jean-Pierre Landry?
Okay. Well, actually, I've been living here since 1967. I'm a baby of Consolidated Bathurst when the mill first opened here. That's how I landed in Campbell's Bay, and I've been living here ever since. And I'm now retired from the provincial government, and I've been involved in politics. Oh mon Dieu! Well, now this is my 8 years there, my second term in Camel's Bay. But I also was seating on council, I believe, in 1995 and in 2000 for Camel's Bay also.
Oh, okay.
And I've also been involved in many boards, the daycare, the OMH, housing, Office d'Habitation, we called it.
Yep.
And, oh mon Dieu, what not, the school board and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. So I've always been quite involved in the social community aspect here in the Pontiac.
Hmm. And can you talk a little bit more about your professional background here? You said you worked for the provincial government. Whereabouts specifically?
Actually, I was lucky enough to be working in my own town. I was working here in Camel's Bay. I was working for Service Quebec.
Okay.
And I was there for 33 years. And my schooling background, I have a bachelor's degree in business administration. Mm-hmm. And also different courses like Pompier and DEP in Pâte et Papier. I've always enjoyed learning, so my different knowledges are very diversified.
Hmm. And so why did you decide to take the jump from being a counselor in Campbell's Bay to seeking out the warden's position, the top sort of municipal seat here in MRC Pontiac? Why did you decide to run?
Well, listen, well, actually, for the last 8 years, we had the same person in place. And unfortunately, as many of us will agree with, not much has been done. We haven't progressed much. I've seen, like I was saying, I've been here since 67, so of course I've seen the decline of the county. Mm-hmm. Most of it, or a good part of it, was kind of inevitable, inevitable. Mm-hmm. But in the last year, 8 years, certain things could have been done. There were certain projects that were put forward, but back down for different ideological reasons, I gather. Mm-hmm. And it's not helping us. You know, we need to bring innovative industries, innovative services, not just retirees, you know. Like, with all due respect, if you want a living community, you must have all the different groups of age. So if we want to keep our schools and daycare services and whatnot, you know, so I gather that, you know, I'm not pretending to be a savior to do better, but at least I'll give it a try, and I'm sure that something can be done. You know, I'm tired of hearing that we're the poorest MRC in the province, and, you know, and we're in a very bad position, too. We have to be very united and strong, because we are surrounded by, how can I say that? Not threats, but barriers to our development. Mm. For instance, roads, you know. In the next 3 years or so, the 417, the four-lane highway, mm-hmm. will end at Storyland Road. Mm-hmm. So right there, that is a funnel for a siphon, you know, to empty the Pontiac more or less, or to attract businesses and whatnot on the other side, you know. We have La Haute-Gatineau above, Gatineau below, and northern Ontario and Abitibi-Témiscamingue at the way northwest. Mm. Fait que, tu sais, on est enclavé. Mm. So one reason more, because you need to have good communication routes. Communication is not just cell and whatnot. It's highways, it's roads, it's trains, it's airports, you know, like those are all communications means, you know. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying that we'll have an airport and train there, but a good highway would certainly help.
Mm. And as far as beyond just this transportation stuff that you're talking about here, obviously a little closer to the election, I imagine we'll get a little more into this policy stuff here. But as far as just goals, generally speaking, or ideas that you might have bringing forward to the warden's position, do you have anything preliminary you'd like to talk about here?
Well, I think that the main goal to start with would be to unify the Council of Mayors. Like, I'm not saying that they're divided, but definitely, you know, like from my experience, from what I am living presently in Campbell's Bay, and from what I hear and see of what's going on at the MRC, let's just say that the unity is not strong at the MRC. And in order to be solid and to confront all the threats that I was just talking about, well, we need to be united and talk of one strong voice, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's not just for the immediate local threats. It's also to be able to negotiate with the government. You know, if we have no weight at Parliament, well, you know, we may have the best ideas or the strongest oppositions, but they will never go anywhere because we don't have to wait, you know. So that is the first thing, I think, and it all depends on who will be in at that time, too. But one thing for sure is that, you know, I'm there as a team leader and to work with every municipality and with every mayor and with every civil servant, who we must not forget are a great part of the realizations that are taking place in the MRC. Mm-hmm. So we tend to, you know, say, there's too many employees at the MRC. What are they all doing? They're paid. But we'd be surprised on all the work that's being done in the back scene, like we would say. So, which is very helpful for a council of mayor to promote and defend their ideas, you know.
The current warden here, as you mentioned previously, there has been around for the last two terms as well, since 2017. Mm-hmm. I was just wondering if you had any commentary or any thoughts on the previous two mandates here.
Bane, like I was saying at the beginning, you know, like not much has been accomplished in 8 years. A lot of money has been spent on different studies, which never went anywhere. That is another big problem, too, is that we put forward these studies probably to give ourselves good conscience, and first thing you know, it lands on the shelf. Well, that is not, you know, very productive. So nothing really concrete has been done, to my knowledge, and certain projects that were put forward, like for instance the pool and the incinerator, were again just a dream, you know. Mm-hmm. If you ask me, because neither one of them is attainable or achievable for different reasons. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to throw ideas and to run on them for years and years, but when there's no result at the end, it's not any better. You know, so we're not in Disney World here.
Yeah, I'm sure we can get more into the weeds about some of this, I guess, once the election's a little closer here as well. Mr. Landry, I want to thank you for your time. Thanks for speaking with me about this. If you wanted to let our listeners know where they can find more information about your campaign or anything that you're going to be up to here over the summer months, I'll give you the last word here.
Yes, actually, I will put in place because unfortunately and fortunately, because it depends on how you look at it, I'm not on social media. So, but we will create a page specifically for my candidacy, and the information should be on there. I intend to also use you guys, the medias, and but all of this will be announced whenever it's in effect. It will be announced to the public.
CHIP 101.9 plans to conduct interviews with all of the candidates for the position of MRC Pontiac Warden. In the event that incumbent Warden Jane Toller announces her intention to run, she will be given the opportunity to defend her record from any criticism from any of the other candidates. This is Caleb Nickerson with the Local Journalism Initiative.